Just on your comment of in anticipation of this event being focused on japa, at least the part that I was speaking about, thinking broader and also long term, the Hare Krishna movement is meant to help the souls that come in contact with the Hare Krishna movement connect with Hare Krishna, connect with Krishna, but connect with the mantra. And as you described how you were tuned in to the message, and because of that you received the message and so forth, longer term, our lives as devotees is meant to be going in that direction, cultivating what the holy name is and how to approach the holy name and how to take shelter of the holy name better and everything else. It's our life. And I can say, as I said earlier, the festival of the holy name in my way of thinking is having a service as a governing body commissioner for this Midwest region. What can I do to help all the devotees, besides setting a good personal example, to create that culture? So events are good for events, and then the event is over, and then what? So it's a culture. It's how we lead our lives. And I thought of a wonderful person who inspires me very much in my chanting and how he chants, and that's how I invited Badahari to come, and he invited his wife to come, and it's like, it's a big party. But the party is, Krishna consciousness is an ongoing festival, a festival of that very same cultivation. It's a life of the holy name. We do so many things, but that's the centerpiece, the Hare Krishna movement, and how we approach the holy name, how we take shelter, how we lead our lives all the way around, so that that's enhanced, enriched. That's the long-term plan, the life plan. Take shelter of Krishna's name. So someone from the ladies' side. We have some young devotees sitting right in the front here. Does anybody want to volunteer, or should I call on you? Okay. Here we go.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mr. Maharaj. So Prabhupada speaks about neophyte devotees. I would describe myself as below neophyte. So this has been a truly revolutionary experience for me. And yesterday in Bhajans, when we were singing Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Prana, that really resonated with me. And I thought that when you were recommending that we have an intention for today, my intention was to take shelter of that and take shelter of Krishna. And then when you were speaking about it this morning, it clicked. So throughout my chanting, there were times where I was just completely taken over, because I know that I don't come from a family of devotees. So
you remember what?
I was completely taken over. I was coming to tears. I don't come from a family of devotees, so the idea of taking shelter is a very powerful concept to me. And being here, surrounded by so many people who have the same intention of trying to connect with Krishna and having communion with Krishna through chanting his name, I felt that support that I don't always feel like I have, not coming from a family of devotees where I can cultivate spirituality. So I thank you, and I thank all the devotees here.
Fantastic. Thank you. How many rounds did you end up chanting today?
44.
Is that the first time you've reached that number?
Mm-hmm.
And it felt...
ecstatic.
Ecstatic. That's another thing to do. Just use one word and summarize. Ecstatic. Thank you. Over here on the men's side. Any volunteers, or do I call on people? Anand. You knew I would call on you, right?
For me, this is the second time I'm here. The time I landed here in Chicago, I'm like, my mind has so many stuff going on, and I was like slowly trying to wind down and tune into the.
This what was going on?
So many things. But as I was hearing the lectures, I think that the eagerness to connect with Krishna, I think that's something you forced upon us. So that's like I clearly saw that it wasn't me, you know, who was being pulled away from the whatever material things and you know, just empowered to chant, something like that. I know it's going to happen only today, so but my experience was very nice. I was able to peacefully chant. I was feeling really drowsy, but I remembered that, you know, I can focus on each syllable, one syllable at a time.
How long did you stay with that, one syllable at a time? Not just one mantra at a time, but one syllable at a time.
I think the first 16 rounds was really nice. And after that, the next 8 rounds, I tried to do one syllable at a time.
How did that work?
It was helpful.
It was helpful?
Yes.
Did your mind stay steady with that? Off and on.
Off and on. But at least I had some tools. I didn't have to just fall off the
back
end.
And how many rounds did you end up chanting?
I did 38.
38.
It's always an excellent...
When did your 16 rounds get completed? By what time?
7. I completed 16 and 7, and then I rested up.
Okay. So the 8 rounds that came after the first 16 was after breakfast.
No, I didn't have breakfast. I know if I have breakfast, that's my stopping point. So
not,
just, I didn't,
not only you.
No. I definitely didn't want to take breakfast because that will stop.
Okay. 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 Thank you. Anyone from the ladies' side? Come on. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj and the devotees.
You were not here for yesterday.
Sorry?
Right? Were you here yesterday?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
I was.
Okay, so you had a little preparation.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is my first time going to anything close to a japa retreat or such, and the first thing that came to me was like, wow, I've been missing out all my life. I was really grateful for the classes. They helped me a lot to prepare for today. And while I was chanting, I've also been facing some difficulties in my preaching and just some of my sadhana. And so when you mentioned yesterday how, you know, this chanting is, it's our time with Krishna, and, you know, this is basically like our conversation that we have with Krishna. There were times when I was chanting today that the problems that I have were, you know, taking my mind away, but somehow or other Krishna was sending some kind of solution or something for me to think about regarding the problem, so I really appreciated that connection. And the two things that helped me to stay focused from yesterday's presentation on the first verse of Shikshashtakam, It was basically the first two parts. Very vividly, I could imagine this picture of this massive mirror, and it's buried under this huge pile of sand, and I am standing on the top, and I'm this minuscule little person right on top, and there's this huge pile of sand, and I have this tiny, tiny spade just trying to get the sand off, cleaning the mirror. But then I imagined all the devotees around me, and my Guru Maharaj, they're also standing like at the bottom of the mirror, but they have these huge, much larger spades, and so they're helping speed
pretty
up
visual.
The process. So,
you have a picture of that?
So that was nice. And then I appreciated the fire, the story of the pastime of Krishna, just when you described it yesterday with the sound effect, I don't know what, like blowing it in. He was just taking in the fire. So I was praying in that way to help me just become more humble and tolerant. And
fantastic.
Okay. Hare Krishna. And I'm really grateful to all the Chicago devotees. You're very inspiring, enthusiastic, amazing. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
How many rounds did you chant?
I made 40. Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you for encouraging me to come, Maharaj. I almost didn't make it. So thank you so much.
But you made it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Jamuna Jeevan, are you ready to volunteer? You'd rather not?
I'm torn.
let's give it to Radha.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. For me, one of the most important things I was able to achieve was the quality. Number was easy because we had sufficient time. I was able to chant over 50 rounds. But quality was the issue. And one thing which helped me a lot was to focus on the sound as I was chanting. And
perfect.
One of the, you know, the technique I adopt was like when we are in a noisy place and cell phone rings and there's somebody very important trying to talk to you, and then we try to eliminate all the noises which are coming, which are around us. So same way, so many thoughts are there in our mind when we are chanting, like you explained in the morning too, that when we start chanting, we are thinking of what to do next, what we didn't do yesterday, so on and so forth. So all those thoughts have to be kept aside and hear only the holy name. And that way one can focus on it and continue to chant. So at least I was able to chant with quality.
That supported you the whole way?
Yeah.
That contemplation?
Yes, Maharaj.
So in one word, your experience was?
Great.
Okay. Okay. Fantastic. Do I see any volunteers? Neha's looking like, I hope Maharaj doesn't call on me. Would you like to volunteer, Neha? No. Ramya. We'll volunteer.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
You should have seen her face.
This is my first time here in Festival of Holy Name, and it's been a great experience for me. We've been here 2 days earlier, So we've been through the Nagar Sankirtans on Thursday and Friday. It was wonderful going out with devotees, and then your classes yesterday helped me prepare for this, helped my heart prepare for this 32-round day. So many highlights, Maharaj. And Barahari Prabhu's kirtan yesterday evening was fantastic, and it was ecstatic. My anticipation to chant the holy name has increased by that. And today morning, even though I had that anticipation, today morning when I chanted my round, 16 rounds before the morning class, there was, as you were mentioning in the class, there was no taste in my chanting. I could feel that it was so dry. But as soon as after the class, it was an entirely different experience for me. As you were saying, even if you don't have the taste, just keep on chanting. That really helped me, and the practical tips you provided us yesterday to look at the Maha Mantra, to go in front of the deities, and they really helped me focus on the holy name. And today's morning class was very inspiring for me. Especially the Trinada Pisunishena verse and a short life sketch about Haridas Thakur. After the class, I was not in Kartaham Ittamanyate mood, but rather I was depending on the descending mercy. So it was a fantastic experience, Maharaj.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. How many rounds?
44.
An urban situation where their children are urbanized and restless, and you know, this isn't the most conducive. If you had to design a situation, this isn't the one. This isn't how you would design it. We're just doing differently. Again, it's not a japa retreat, but it's a different kind of an event. This weekend got scrunched because the 4th comes on a Wednesday. Normally it's more time, more days together, that before we do what we just did. And so those of you that did all of this nice chanting, it's awesome. And I didn't look to see when the 4th of July comes, but generally it's, if it's even on a Tuesday or Thursday, then we'll speak of, so we'll get more time to prepare and lunch. See how it works next year. Better than this year. Please come again next year, whoever's here. Anyone else? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is a great opportunity for me. And this
first one, right? First one like this?
Yes, this is the first opportunity for me. And this is the first day I'm doing more than 10. I'm more than, like, I used to do 10 every day. And I was very happy when I crossed the 16 today, and I could I could complete like 34 rounds.
34, okay.
And I followed your tips in the lessons, what you gave, like chanting with the feeling, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And
describe what that experience was.
Yes. So I was considering myself as a poor and looking in the crowd, looking for a very rich and opulent man, where the feeling of a poor, you know, it's not very easy to go and interact with it. Like, I just try to peep out and see the greatest man who is shining, and that was my feeling. I was trying to seek his mercy, you know.
Mm.
So I was literally pretending like that. And yesterday is a kirtan.
What did it feel like?
It's like there is a connectivity. I got a feeling like there is some sort of a protection, or there is some sort of mercy somewhere around. So I don't know to explain that very well.
No, that's pretty good.
So, and
you felt you were receiving mercy.
Yes.
Isn't it? From a material point of view, irony. You're feeling very humble and insignificant. And then you feel all this mercy. It makes you want to feel humble and insignificant. The problem is that we forget feeling humble and insignificant. We start feeling, oh, look at this, I'm getting all this mercy. And we lose our humility. Right? It's hard to stay with it. Okay, keep going.
And the Hare Krishna Mahamantra boards are very helpful. Like, if I have a distraction, I just take a look into that and try to get reinstate the focus.
The mantra board.
Yes.
Good. So make a nice one that you put in your home, so when you chant, and you can go there again.
Sure, Maharaj.
Okay. 32 rounds, right?
34.
Okay. Okay, enthusiastic ladies, anyone raising their hand to volunteer? Okay. I was going to save the best for last, but well, that's fine. But hurry, prepare yourself, Shifu.
Well, I had to come to Chicago to find out why Badahari Prabhu comes here every year. So, thank you all. I very much appreciated the meditation on Haridas Thakur. It was very purifying for me, and praying for his mercy. And I've been to many japa retreats, but I have to say, even with the children running around, to be able to chant in front of your beautiful deities here is so powerful. They've been loved and taken care of for 40 years by so many different devotees over so many years. And their the potency of the deities and their reciprocation with the prayers of their devotees is just makes it so much better than being at a retreat center for me. So that was something I really meant a lot to me to be here. So thank you very much.
That's a profound, at least for me, statement that the strength of being in front of the deities, because the japa retreats that you've attended have been by, you know, days of preparation and awesome presenters and an idyllic, rural, quiet retreat center kind of a scene. Many of them, yes?
Yes.
And I'm commenting because I had a discussion with Purusha Sukta years ago about going to Gita Nagari, and he was going, poo-poo. You gotta, go to a retreat center. And I said, I don't want to charge people all the money you have to pay to go to a retreat center, and only a certain group of people can go. I'd rather go and make this more accessible. And it's got everything a retreat center has plus Radha Damodar. So I went ahead. And then what came to thinking about doing, this isn't a japa retreat, but it's, there's something. And challenges. But that's a devotional, a transcendental devotional sentiment. It's true that very merciful deities that have been, exactly what you said, what a nice meditation. I'll share something with you that's not directly related to this, but it's related to your comment. There was a terrible event in our Hare Krishna movement when the Manhattan Temple was sold. Prabhupada said, don't, and some people decided to sell it. So Radha Govinda were moved. they were moved from a place that was, I was thinking about it last night before I took rest, about how huge the temple room was. Huge. It filled with devotees, with kirtan, and then the deities from Krishna, Radha Govinda, were moved out of that situation to another building in Manhattan, but with like little space. And because the little space hadn't prepared it, they were with a plastic sheet over their head, and in a construction site where even if it was completed, you could fit maybe 50 people. But they weren't 50 people because it was a construction site. I wasn't there, I was in Boston at the time, and I came to visit. They were angry. I mean, angry. Get me out of here. And then that situation changed and moved to Brooklyn instead of Manhattan, but large temple room, larger than this. And lots of devotees and lots of kirtan, and they were very happy. They looked different. You could feel, they felt it. I mean, it was palpable. It moved the heart. And so something that I learned from that is the deities, an essential part of deity worship is the chanting of the holy name, kirtan. I mean, it's part of the worship of the deity, and they're pleased, and without it, they're not pleased. So what we're doing is pleasing to them, along with the pujaris that have served nicely. And that is a boost for the well-being of the devotees that come and, you know, you don't stay here, but you just being here, you can. It's a nice message. Deity worship is a very important support in our chanting. Doing deity worship nicely. Here's something the Prabhupada said about deity worship. If the deity worship goes on very nicely, the whole community, all the devotees benefit. If the deity worship is not going on nicely, all the devotees suffer. So like in Alatra, the deity worship has been going on so nicely and the community is flourishing. I mean, the leadership gets a lot of credit, Mukya and her team. But it's, you know, the deity worship is very important, an important part of our chanting. Anyway, just some thoughts on what you shared. So I guess I don't mind so much all the chattering of the children. Too much. Hare Hare, we'd like to share.
Hare Krishna. I'm always happy to be here amidst this ocean of shining, beautiful devotees. Very, I don't know, makes me feel very happy to be with all of you. And to have the opportunity to just chant and not do other things, that's also a great opportunity. I was especially appreciating your everything, but I was really meditating on the Shikshastika example and how the Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, I liked how that becomes like a magnifying glass for the holy name. And it's, for me personally, that's been a big thought a lot while I'm chanting is, you know, the disease in the heart, the root cause of our conditioning, and that's something that I guess Krishna's made apparent to me over so many japa retreats, is just seeing that really plainly. So one devotee pointed out, he asked you the question, he said, you're giving a very rosy picture, you know, compared to, for instance, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who's kind of, you know, beating himself up a little bit. So I was thinking that also, but it was very nice though, because I was just thinking how the chanting is cleansing. The chanting does clean the heart. It's actually mystical to me. The envy doesn't seem like a covering. It seems like much deeper, like, you know, the fundamental reason why we come to this material world. And it's more than just a little dust on the surface. It's something more. But I haven't come to any more realization about that. But anyway, I just felt very happy with that thought of just, you know, calling out Krishna's name from the heart and feeling the name just kind of like a cool bath or just cleaning away things, and being happy knowing that Krishna was taking care of that department. I didn't need to labor over it too much. So it was, anyway, it was, I don't know if I'd call that ecstatic, but it was good.
Good. Okay. Any volunteers? What did we find out about Atmaram? He's scheduled to arrive at 3:30. Okay. So if you all don't want to share, then we'll just end right here and do something else. What do you think? Swati, what do you think? You want to share? And just follow Kosha Rupa, your inspiration, to say something. Give her the microphone.
The best people say something.
Huh?
The best people already said something, so
that's okay. You're just follow the best people. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I had, like, most of my inspiration came kind of from classes outside of this retreat, but it tied into classes in this retreat also.
I got about 20% of what you just said. Could you say it slower?
Okay, I said most of the inspiration I received for chanting, most of my inspiration came from classes outside of this retreat,
okay,
but it tied into classes in this retreat.
Okay, fine.
So, I was remembering what you were giving, and you were saying in self-honesty, how like Krishna's real and this process is real and the people assisting us are real and things like that. Mm. And also there was a letter that you had forwarded to me like a long time ago, 2007 or something, that it was like a devotee was saying that that like the situation here seemed so much more real than being a devotee, like somewhere else being a devotee. But actually that's reality, and this is the more dreamlike situation. And that, like, just thinking of that and trying to convince myself of reality kind of helped me chant more attentively. And I was also thinking of a bhajan, Doyal Nita Chaitanya, because I was standing in front of Kishore Kishori, and I was thinking, it would be really nice to see them at the end of life, just in Vrindavan. It would be really nice if I get there one day. So that really pushed me for a while, but it didn't last too long, so I wish it did.
That's nice. How many rounds you chanted?
43.
Okay, someone else on this side? In the back?
Hare Krishna. To what Vaidehari Prabhu was saying, I was meditating on two things that I got from both of you. One was the Chaito Darpa and the Marjanam, which helped me to let go of trying to control things that were distracting me, rather just say, the best thing I can do is just focus on the chanting. And the other thing was when we were doing the Sadgoswami Ashtakam, he was talking about the verse, Hey Radhe, Braja Devike, Hinandasuna, Kutaha. and how if we chant with this mood, you know, we're actually following the footsteps of our acharyas. I'm probably saying it much worse than he said it, but the idea was we don't have Krishna, you know, and we should remember if they're saying that, then we certainly don't. And somehow the realization that came out of these two things for me was that the world is really a very lonely place without Krishna, and we really only get to feel that presence of Krishna by the association of his devotees. And that appreciation grew for me through chanting with these inspirations. So thank you both for that.
You had some people nodding in acknowledgement with what you were just saying. I think that's a... given the set of givens that we have to work with, I think I'll just make some concluding take-home remarks and then invite little Kirtan, and whenever Atmaram shows up, he shows up. That's so... Sanchinandan Swami calls this the wheelbarrow portion of a japa retreat. And what a wheelbarrow is? It's when people do yard work, they put their tools and they put their equipment and stuff and they carry it, you know, the one wheel in the front and the two arms that stick in the back, and they lift up and then they carry. It's called the wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow. So we're doing wheelbarrow time right now, where things that you can take with you from the time spent together and your experience and hearing others' experience. One thing is chanting together. It's not a rule, but as Nityananda Pran said, we encourage you all to stay in the temple room. So in the morning, after Mangal Arati every day, the devotees come and they chant japa in the temple room. There are some persons that don't live in the temple that come for japa in the temple room. And some of you are seated here and you can nod in acknowledgement, yes, it's true, Maharaj, that chanting in your home and chanting in the temple room with the devotees is a very different experience. It's nice to chant in a solitary, peaceful situation. It's, as you say in Indian English, more nice. It's nicer. It's also nice, but nicer to chant in the association of devotees. And when you have an opportunity to do that, it may mean you go out of your way a little bit to do that. But it's very powerful. And as a suggestion, maybe in your community, because some devotees are from other places besides Chicago, or here in Chicago, or in Naperville, on some occasions, going into the future, periodic occasions is really nice, come together on a specific planned, just like here, there's the 6-hour kirtan every, whatever it is, how often is it? Once a month. So in addition to a once a month 6-hour kirtan experience, coming together for congregational chanting, periodically, even if it's just a few families coming together, it's something where you have the experience that's different than what you do every day, where you come together with others and chant the holy name together, and reading something inspirational on the holy name. Because all I did this morning, major part, was reading from Haridas Thakur, and it's such a well-written book, and his life is so inspirational. So something that's inspirational, something from a japa book or something, and then chant together as, like, you know, a boost. So as that's a commonly shared experience when gatherings like this happen, then the application going forward in time is, from time to time, do like that. Something additional is, a couple of devotees shared the benefit they found from the meditation on Shikshastakam. Because Lord Chaitanya is the giver of the holy name, I place special value personally in Lord Chaitanya's instructions in how to chant the holy name. So take those instructions, it's his mercy, along with the merciful holy name, and see how you can apply it, this merciful instruction, how to chant the holy name. Even if you don't get past Chaita Darpana Marginum, just do that one for the rest of your life. Chaito, just cleanse the heart. And as we heard, you know, how much cleansing is there? Mucho. Keep cleansing. Chaito Darp. So chanting as a means of meditating on the merciful holy name is cleansing the heart. It intensifies the chanting, recognizing what the chanting is doing, consciously appreciating the sense of, the word here is gratitude, feelings of gratitude in the heart that the holy name is cleansing my heart. Cheto, and continue. And then each of the other pieces. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. It's very helpful. If it's not comfortable, if it's just something mechanical and artificial, then don't go there. But if like anything that you practice, it becomes very natural. And then another thing, that when you do a practice, it becomes sometimes the familiarity thing happens. And, oh, I need something else, and I need something else, because we become familiar. But it's something that's spiritual has the option of not becoming familiar, but it's taking on its complexion of ever fresh. And it can help you, continually help you. So that's another, something that you found as a resource that helped you, that gave support. Stay with it. Take it with you. And what you'll find is what I just described. It's powerful, but because we're conditioned souls, the powerful aspect is something that we lose because we become complacent. We want something new and different. It's, you know, the mentality is something that marketing people know. They just have the same product. They said new, improved. It's the same product. And so they regularly change the packaging, so you get the idea. It's new, improved, it's although the same product. Anyway, that's our material mentality, and the spiritual mindset is, it's perfect. And the resource that helps you do the perfect is also perfect. So take something that you found was supportive, and tomorrow and the next day and the next week, the next month, continue with that something. Grow it, nurture it, cultivate it. Go beyond the familiarity thing or the complacency thing and stay with it. Then you become steady. And that's a whole other topic in Krishna consciousness as well as chanting. Steadiness, nishtha. it's a series of purifications of unwanted things. I think I'll just summarize by saying something that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes. Out of all the different things that you can do that are helpful in devotional service, and specifically helpful in chanting, is the effort to do so. Meaning, whether it's this one, that one, or the other one, the real oomph, the real effect is the conscious effort to come closer to Krishna, or conscious effort to improve in our purity, or in our attentiveness, or in our chanting with feeling. It's the effort to do so. So cultivate that. The essence is the like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there are five factors to action, and one of them is what we do. Let's make some endeavor. Things don't happen without the endeavor. So there's an action that's, the mouth is moving and the tongue is moving and air is moving through the vocal cords and out the mouth and across the tongue, and Krishna's dancing. But that doesn't happen without some endeavor. And so if the endeavor is to improve the quality, then the effort to improve the quality is the essence. Continue to strive. Now the bigger picture of your life, or the community of devotees, or you know, the Hare Krishna movement, or the world. Moving the world starts with making a sincere effort, and sustained sincere effort, and continue to try to progressively improve in the culture of chanting the holy name. As an individual, as a member of a group of people, as a passer through this material creation for some period of time. I've learned this from my visits to the university campuses. Social activism is really popular. Like super popular. It's politically correct. That means, you know, if it captures the hearts and the minds of young people, make a difference. I've shared this before, but some studies, recent studies show both in Europe and in America. 10 years ago, what students entering universities were using as criterion for what they wanted, what they wanted their career to be, previously it was security, economic security. Do well, and I'm choosing my career based upon, you know, where I can do well and is secure. Financial, monetary security. And now the question is, that's not the criterion, it's where I can make a difference. Social activism is, you know, play your part to make a difference, make the world a better place to be. And my experience in interacting with college students these days, their understanding, see, one of them that I had recent communication with is here on this point, but it doesn't work without a change of consciousness. You can't make a difference when people keep the same lifestyle. They don't want to give up their lifestyle and do things where it's cleaner or greener or progressive or better for the environment or better for people or better for health or better for because people don't want to change their lifestyle. Because, you know, so it's the clinging to fruitive mentality. And even if the fruitive mentality says it'll be more fruits over there, they can't move people without a consciousness change. And the most powerful means of consciousness changing is the chanting of Krishna's holy name. And we, as an individual, and we as a group, can make the most significant social change by change of consciousness. So these efforts, and that the most powerful means for doing that is the chanting of Krishna's holy name. So what we're doing here is, it's revolutionary. We're spiritual revolutionaries. We're not interested in taking over the government. We're not interested in those kinds of revolutionary things. We're interested in a revolution of consciousness. But what can we do? The atmosphere is so polluted. It's the holy name. And, you know, whether somebody is young or, you know, this stage or that stage, whatever stage collectively, it's the holy name to make a change. And then, together with the holy name, reading of Prabhupada's books, together with the holy name, the worship of the deity, together with the holy name, making pilgrimages to the holy Dham, along with the holy name, serving the Vaishnavas. But the holy name is the centerpiece to make our lives different and to make those who we associate with improved. And so far, the geometric circles just keep expanding. But at the center is the holy name, and how we're chanting each mantra, the conscious, attentive awareness that we have of being with Krishna, connected with Krishna. Take that exercise with you. Continue to make sincere endeavors, individually, collectively. Make the sincere endeavor, and that's the force that will carry you further in Krishna consciousness. Krishna will see that. Krishna will reciprocate. And there's your relationship. The core of the relationship then takes its various manifestations based upon ways that you like to serve Krishna. Krishna will help you. Thank you all for coming and participating with us. Particularly those of you that came from some distant places, we're very, very happy to have you in our company. So, 3:26. It'll take him a while to get acclimated and situated. Could you lead us in kirtan for a bit, Badahari? Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki, Kishore Kishori ki. Yeah.